This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, welcome back. What do you say we go and do a museum day? I always like these because, you know, there's so much to learn. But in areas of the museum where you and I do not usually go, there is this kind of stuff going on. Yeah, it's a workshop. They're building something there meant to keep the art safe. Is this protection from us? You know, you and me? Yeah, sometimes it is. But also protection from the big stuff like the eventual earthquake. Because the things in here, these are priceless. It's Do You Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships, and we are at the Getty Center. If you're one of our out-of-towners who's listening, it's a pretty amazing spot here in LA. Paintings and drawings and manuscripts and sculpture and photographs, and yeah, you can see it all. But today, we're talking about the things that most of us don't see.
Yeah, and everything that's on display here has some level of protection.
We're with BJ Farrar and Richard Hards, senior mountain makers, decorative arts and conservation. That's the official title. BJ, translation, please.
My job is to help protect the artwork on display from potential earthquake damage. We work with everything from little gems to monumental sculptures.
And often, if you don't know that we're doing our job, then that's the most successful we can be.
Yeah, if nobody knows we've done anything at all, we are like thrilled.
So how's this work? Well, museum. So what's coming in here is sometimes on loan for exhibitions, and they get a list of it, even 3D scans nowadays. And then they sit down and they get to thinking, what can I do here to make this thing as safe as I can? And they've got options.
So super simple would be microcrystalline wax. You know, it's just sticky wax. Fishing line is very efficient, and it's very discreet.
Think about jewelry, display case kind of stuff.
Then it gets a little more complex. You know, we can do clips, external, what we call contour mounts, which really follow the lines of the object.
You might have seen these. Picture a statue, and there's kind of metal going around the feet and then around the waist, and then maybe a little bar that goes up the back. That's your custom mount. If you don't see that, it might actually be inside. A lot of these sculptures are hollow, so they can go up and through it. And then they've got the stuff where they're really thinking, okay, it's quake time.
So yeah, occasionally we'll use base isolation systems that have been developed here at the Getty, similar to some of the skyscrapers downtown that are on rollers.
You know, funny story about this one. The day we did this, we had a quake. I was at home, living a high rise. Let me tell you, I was happy for our rollers that day. But so we're all on the same page here. The key word in base isolation is isolation. You bolt your statue to a base, different parts in that base. A couple of those are on rollers and they can go different directions. It's not going to stop movement when there's a quake, but it is going to cut down the force of that quake by a lot. So hopefully, you're kind of just going to jiggle around instead of crash down to the floor.
It's a holistic thing. So everything from the building to the artwork is connected, even with the isolation systems, directly from the artwork through the mount to the furniture to the building.
It goes all the way down. It's one of those things you don't think about when you're right there in front of it, yeah? They also know a lot about the soil the building sits on. They also have a shake table in the workshop to test all this out. Not 100%, but they want to get close, and they need to, because do you want to know what is almost a guarantee? Well, it's that these things could tip, because we're talking bad ankles.
Yeah, if you start looking for it, you'll probably notice that every statue from antiquity has broken ankles, and that's like a total weak point.
They would have the figure standing next to a tree stump or some other thing to give it
They're
support.
Always like leaning on something.
Yeah. Put them next to the tree stump or the pillar. It'll look fine. It'll look great. Let's let those guys get back to work and do one more thing while we're here. You know what I think is really cool? An old book. Something special about a very old book. And Larissa Grolemon thinks the same thing, because we've got the Associate Curator of Renaissance and Medieval Manuscripts here.
I do like to say that I'm a translator of the Middle Ages.
And look, she knows what some of you are thinking. Ew, the Middle Ages, that's no fun. That's super sad. Everyone was dying all the time.
Well, I think that's a common misconception. The Middle Ages had as much fun and color and humor as today does. There were, of course, political strife, war, famine, upheavals.
I feel like there wasn't a lot of soap.
Not a lot of soap, although they were importing soap for quite a few centuries, starting really in the 9th centuries. But that's also part of my job is myth-busting the Middle Ages a little bit.
And that's where she says, hey, look at my books, look at the stories. There's jokes in here. There's colors. She says people get surprised. They're not all just religious books.
A lot of them certainly are, but we also have romances and histories and lots of other kinds of texts and genres that are connecting to the human experience in a whole lot of different ways. So the books that we have are luxurious. They're beautifully illuminated. They're handwritten. These are prized objects, and they're really things that people loved and touched. There's a way that I think books are such personal objects that you can kind of feel that connection across history in a way that maybe is not the case with other kinds of objects in the museum. I like to think that we have the best collection of things, of course, which all curators do.
And who had these things? Was it just the rich? Well, yeah, medieval 1% for a little while. But then later on, it got easier. It always does.
So even somebody who's maybe lower middle class might have a single book, but it's a really nice book for you, right? Like, so there are different levels, I think, of ownership.
You know, I kind of love that because think how much they must have loved their book, their one book.
It sounds sort of cliche, but it is touching the past. And it is a way of, I think, communing with the people who owned these books, used them, have touched them. Not just in the Middle Ages, but in the intervening centuries. So these are things that have survived 500, 600 years, and you can almost feel the weight of that history.
You want to know about conservation, preservation? Well, this is parchment. It's not unsturdy, so it's clean, dry hands. You turn the pages like that. But you got to control for things like humidity, temperature, and light. You got to log your light hours so it doesn't fade.
So each opening of every manuscript has a record of how many light hours it's received over time. We do about 3 to 4 shows a year in our manuscripts gallery, and we're always trying to put new things on view so that not a single opening will get overexposed.
Finally, dumb question, but you can read these things, right? Because I have no idea what's going on.
My personal specialty is in French manuscripts, so my French is better than my Latin.
That is a humble brag that I do not have. You know, they did tell me one more thing because I talked about how I was clumsy and I need to stay away from some of this stuff. They said, you know, for all the work we do, we couldn't fight the one person who had the soda in their bag.
And they leaned over to read a label and the soda fell out of their bag. It burst open and it was like, shh.
Yeah, they think about the quake all day. And then here we come.
The most destructive.
Do Your Work Here, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Thanks to the Getty. Thanks to you for listening. One more of these. Can you believe it? One more next week.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.